I get confused. Okay. Good morning, everybody. It looks like it's, is it 11? Yeah. We do have a quorum, right? I would like to call to order the December 1st meeting of the Land Bank Corporation. And the first thing is approval of the minutes. Somebody else just joined us.
Yvonne.
Okay, Yvonne. Do I have a second for the minutes?
I second.
All right, all in favor, or I'm sorry, any changes or deletions? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, anybody opposed? Motion's carried. So next thing is treasurer's report. And Mitch, I missed that email and I just realized I hadn't opened it up. So can you just give us a quick report?
Sure, not a whole lot to report. We did have a deposit of $5,000 for the 115 Front Street in Addison. Otherwise, not a whole lot of transactions in the past month. 472,804, 75 is the balance currently.
Any questions?
Did we get 5,000 or 6,000 for that?
Yeah, I thought it was six.
Sale price was six, but after the flat fee to the realtor for selling it, proceeds were 5,000.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And that's been taken care of, right? That's,
yep, that's
finished.
And over. Yep.
And hopefully never again, right? okay, thank you, Mitch. Project updates. 7162 Route 54.
So this project's been moving along pretty well. As we remember last meeting, we had a few change orders that have nearly all been completed. Best estimate, 85% or so complete. Garage door, painting, and carpet, I believe, are the remaining items. I'll let Doug speak a little bit about this one.
Can't hear him.
You can take your mask off, Doug.
So the painting is getting done this week, and then they're coming in this weekend to install all the carpeting. The garage door parts have come in. Everything will be clean.
Be ready to go?
That's good.
So what did we... What's the update with Habitat?
As far as the work they're doing on the home?
Yeah.
So they're going to pay for and complete the painting. If we remember, one of the change orders was because it was due to the kitchen that they were going to help do with Rocco. And obviously all that changed with circumstances. But as far as the grant is concerned, we haven't heard any update on that as far as any funds being received or not received. So they're going to pitch in on the painting side of it. So. That's what you said coming up.
They actually signed a contract with the painter. They bought all the paint right over here.
So I know we talked before about if the grant didn't come, what were we going to do? We talked about possibly doing an unrestricted sale. Mm-hmm. Are we still waiting? Is that what we're talking about? We're going to wait and see a little bit more about Habitat's the grant?
Yeah, still wait and see until it's complete. We still have to order the appraisal so we know what really the, that's kind of the tail that wags the dog here, what the value is. If we feel that a borrower could be at the AMI income limits based on the appraisal, then it's worth waiting. If not, it's worth doing it unrestricted.
But the chances, I mean, I'm getting a sense, and I think from what we've talked about in the past, that this is going to have a much higher value, and that would probably exclude those that would be, that we were looking at, the population we were looking for. But we won't know that until we do the appraisal, right?
Correct, but you're most likely right. Yep.
Okay, so you're talking by the end of the month, everything should be done in...
Well, we should have an appraisal back.
Okay. All right, we can talk about it then in the next meeting.
Certainly.
Okay. How about the next one?
So 44 Upper Farnham's a lot in Addison, where Maggie Baran has spoken to both of the neighbors with no purchase offers put on the property. I told her, I don't really know if it's worth reducing listing price, but I told her we would entertain any offer. So anything that is received, obviously, would be put forth to you. But she's been unable to get one. So.
And no other interest so far?
Correct.
Ray, have you heard anything?
No, I haven't heard anything. I thought I might give the neighbor there, Jim Gotchel, a call and see if he would make an offer at all on it. So I can do that because at one time he did express interest, but then he says, my wife told me that's just more for me to mow. So, but I'll see what he says.
Thank you.
So we just continue to keep it. What are we asking for? What do we have into it?
Mitch, you got that right. We have into it.
Isn't it 21, something like that?
Thank you.
Okay. All right, well, it's not going to hurt us to hang on to it.
Yeah, no.
You're right. So any updates on the, so yeah, Ray, do your magic. You know, you might be able to get some major corporation to come in and put something there.
Well, yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, it would be.
Maybe Alstom will have a satellite office down here. John's got him going.
Hey, you ought to entertain that. You never know.
How about it, John?
Well, we'll see.
All right.
We like to keep them nearby, though.
Yeah, I know. I understand.
Okay, Habitat for Humanity update.
These are the two properties down in Corning. Doug, if you can update the committee on those.
271 Park Ave is just kind of getting started with their interior stuff there. Third Street, they're buttoning everything up. They should have that. All the flooring is in the last night.
I can't really hear him. Can everybody hear him?
No, I can't.
No.
So, Doug, you got to shout it out. Yeah. Or move the microphone closer to you as well.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Park Ave, is that better?
That's better.
Park Ave is just getting started on the interior stuff, and Third Street, they're buttoning that up. We have some
tools. Still can't hear anything.
No, I don't. Is this mic turned on?
Yeah. Kelly's going to see if she can help him.
Okay. Because all we're hearing is from the whole room, somebody else's mic, it sounds like.
There we go. That's a little better.
Oh, that's there better.
Go. There you so, go.
There we go.
Yeah. I don't know what's up with that one. It's all right. 271, they're just getting started with the interior stuff. Third Street, they're about done with that. They have all the flooring and everything in, so we have some updated pictures of that as well.
They anticipate Third Street going on the market soon?
I actually think they have a buyer lined up already. So, yep.
But when you say they have a buyer, it's a Habitat?
Yes, correct.
But doesn't that group have to also do some of the work?
Yes.
And if the work is almost done, then what?
I believe they're doing some of the painting and interior stuff, but to be honest, I couldn't tell you. We've had some fun trying to get a hold of Habitat lately. So, but vacations, holiday and stuff like that. So, yep.
And how about Park Avenue? Do they have anybody lined up for that one?
I don't believe they have a buyer lined up for that yet. Nope. They were just getting in and doing some of the drywall work.
So you're having some issues just getting in touch with them? Is that something we need to take?
No, I don't think it's, I think it had more to do with vacations and the holidays over the last month. So.
Cool. Anything else on Habitat?
On my end.
You guys are okay?
About the property Habitat, I think, owns here on Baldwin Avenue.
Is that the demo?
Vacant lot. It's already, one of the lots has already been demoed, but I have some interest in that. If I could, we desperately need to move our fire department building. It's right on the Five Corners now. It's not ample space. The garage doors, the building's too low for them to get a fire truck in there without modification. Very unsafe there, as you can imagine, a Five Corners, 10,000 cars a day going through 417. I'd really like to try for a grant to put in a fire department building up there or public safety building, get them off the Five Corners, make it a lot better, safer. There's two lots up there, a big vacant lot and then a smaller vacant lot where Pavlik used to live. I think Habitat owns it.
So what does that require?
I can reach out to Lisa Mayer and get you two hooked up and you guys can and take it from there.
Okay, the last time I think I talked to her, I think they had like 14,000 something invested into it, but she said she would keep it free until we talked again or whatever. So that's what I'd really like to do there is get them a new fire department building because there's just not enough room where they're at. Very unsafe.
So that's something that you'd be doing on your own, right? And maybe you can trade buildings or something, you know, knock the other one down and build your new building in the public safety building.
Yeah, anything that would else? Be great.
Yeah.
Who would I talk to? That's Lisa? Good
for you, Ray.
Mm-hmm. What?
That's a good project for you.
Yes, it is. Who would I talk to? Lisa Habitat or who?
Yeah, Lisa Karachi. She's the executive director.
Okay. Phone number?
I'll reach out to you, Ray, and I'll try to help you get in touch with Lisa.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Anytime.
All right. Anything else, Chris?
I'm good on my end.
Anybody else on the board have a question or any comments?
Before Chris and I did talk about 25 Tuscarora Street possibly coming up on the tax sale. It's right across from Dollar General. I think it would be a good project for rehab.
Who owns that building now?
I don't have that in front of me, but I've tried to contact them several times and it's a cell phone and I got the number from the bank and it just it rings and rings and rings, no hookup. But I think Chris was going to check the tax sale.
Yeah, it's really kind of on pause till next month, but it is delinquent.
It is delinquent.
Yeah.
Okay.
And any update on the tax sale? Do you think it would do any good to write to our elected representatives at the state to and to the governor to ask not to extend it?
Couldn't. I mean, it can't hurt. I don't know. Probably not going to do much, but at least you get your voice on record. I mean, you could do a memorializing resolution.
It would also be nice if they would separate it out from the landlord-tenant issue. Yeah. That would be my main gripe, is it's two totally different things. That it is the people that the taxes that you would foreclose upon, the taxes are due well before COVID, like a year before COVID. So
yeah, it has nothing to do with COVID.
They keep marrying the two together.
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't cost me anything to send emails, so I do that, but not sure if they're going to respond. But, you know, I sent one to every, to talk about the sticker stores, I sent an email to every elected representative of the state twice. And I got Donna DiPardo, I think her name is. She's the only one that responded both times. Yeah. Like, you know, most of these people have people, right, that answer these emails. Mm-hmm. One person and all of that twice. And I was just asking for action on the sticker stores, you know, but anyway. So nobody has sticker stores in your respective areas, do you? I know.
Nope.
Riverside still has it, but I don't know if anybody else does. Good. Okay. If there's nothing else, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Motion's carried, and we will see you next month. Have a good holiday.
Thanks all. See you next year.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Next year.
Happy holidays.